Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Then that will be a lot different price.
Okay, that's fine.
Because someone is now renting out their boat without them being on it.
But that's much better for us.
Okay, then you're looking at $2,000.
Okay.
Okay, we just made $1,703, so that's gone.
Because being on the boat is slightly different, because you've got some level of control.
That's 50 gold a pop, essentially.
For each of us, you mean?
If we just put the money we just got from taking out the necromancer, the cleric.
That's fine with me.
I need a pencil, please.
Okay. So I've got Joe Blow, the captain.
The paid off captain.
Alright, what am I doing? I'm piloting under it. Alright. I'll get back here.
Your job is to make sure the boat isn't seen, so you live.
The idea. He probably knows what we're doing, but we're paying him off to not talk about it. Is that acceptable, Andre?
Mm-hmm. Privateer for hire.
Yes.
Hold on.
Doesn't that seem like saying the same thing twice? Because isn't a private... No, privateer is just state-sanctioned pirate.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's probably actually a pirate for hire.
No. Dad.
What was his character core?
All right, so he's piloting the ship in a tuxedo.
So fancy clothing?
Yeah. He's got a little flower right here, the little pocket thing.
Extravagant clothing.
Call me Bond. James Bond.
As you guys are telling me what you're... And you guys are like...
Fuck, we're doomed. Ship is going down.
We have faces and names, we might live.
We're not dead.
Get out of
suddenly,
it.
Suddenly, blur.
Shit.
Remember, we're not dead, but this ship is.
Okay.
Yes, but we'll barely get out of it alive.
Any vehicle that's piloted by Bond will explode.
It's like I looked out. I'm wearing a silver jumpsuit now.
Fuck!
I'm wearing a hard hat.
Did Ariel's vision, like, you know, circle down into a little funnel?
No. Wait. I'm wearing...
it's not a funnel. It's little dots.
I'm wearing a hard hat. Suddenly a fat German man walks up next to me.
Yes, go back to your business. Puts on his monocle. Starts petting a cat and walks away.
I suddenly feel more... My morale is higher since he was standing near me.
Oh. I wouldn't really call it morale as much as, you know, you're scared of that son of a bitch.
Motivation.
The other way to bring up morale is to shoot one of your dudes.
Walk up. You're annoying. Bang! And everyone else is like...
Okay. Don't be annoying.
Don't wear green on Thursday.
Got it.
All right, well...
This does feel like a romantic outing now with the
mood lighting
and the guy in the tub. Ah,
oh, damn, it doesn't matter. My wife.
We'll call it good.
Just like, I suppose I can roll a second spot. 26 to see if a crazy beard's
nope, you don't see anything.
You don't see any giant burning, blazing.
Can I get a listen check to see if I can?
By the way, I will get one scroll of pyrotechnics.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell Crazy Beater about it, but we'll call it good.
Okay.
All right, so what I say we do is go under the boat. You have your rope. We have a boat tire on the side. Sneakily get up on the boat.
Oh, you didn't want to do the straightforward side-to-side swing across?
Not in a rowboat.
I'm just saying if they spot you guys.
That's what I'm saying. Do we get shot at? That'll change
Bond.
Our plans.
Crash into their boat.
No.
We'd lose our deposit then.
Nah.
As you guys are kind of getting down, you get within like about 300 or 400 feet. The ship suddenly begins to turn its broadside to you.
Uh-oh.
Well, yes, I guess we will have to do the straightforward swing over and stuff. Swashbuckling and all that.
All right,
I'm sure your previous character would be...
Fly us over the ship.
Yes, Silviano would love to be here at the moment.
Well, he will accelerate. They will basically have 2 shots at you.
We don't
shoot the barbarian!
Well, since they turn their broadside to us, we could probably just go up to their side and jump over.
That's what I'm saying.
Can we get shots back at them?
Yes, they will have pretty heavy cover against you.
That's fine. Somebody has a seeking bow.
And they'll also have a 20% mischance due to lighting, unless they have light on their boat.
I can see.
They're fine.
I'll shoot at their boat.
Judging by the minis it's you're using, better. They're probably just as well off as I am.
There's a 30.
30 will hit.
25 with...
Yeah, 25 will hit.
And I shoot a glare in the direction. 21. Does it hit?
21? 21 will miss. 22. No, 20 will hit because you ignore cover.
22?
Yay! No.
Okay.
How far away from the city are we?
Hour, maybe
nice.
Two.
Okay.
Nice!
While we're coming in, I'll shoot off pyrotechnic flare.
12.
Do we get two rounds of attacks or just... One attack.
You will get 2 rounds of shots, but let me fire off their stuff and let's see how much of the ship is still remaining.
Okay.
If we just go...
Because there's a ship. That same size? Okay.
I drew it out.
Okay, people are saying rowboat, so I'm like...
our ship's a keelboat, basically, I think, right, Andre?
Mm-hmm. They will hit the ship both times.
No.
Ship's not hard to hit.
Yeah.
2 large ballista shots land in the center of the ship.
Remember.
Do they explode?
Not this turn.
Okay.
Well, I see. Do we have actions?
Yeah, you guys can all take 1 action.
I will detect magic.
Standard action. Yep, they're both magical.
Get them off the ship.
I rip one out.
And that's when it explodes.
I'm glad I was not near it.
And since you are point blank, you don't get a reflex.
I crit on a guy.
Bow or crossbow?
It's a bow. Composite.
It's times 3. Oh,
I never won on one guy with a bow.
Do you want to reroll?
No.
She has no bennies.
Oh.
I have 1 benny and I'm saving.
Everyone else on the ship is allowed a reflex.
Is it big enough to hit the entire ship?
Keelboat? Oh, yeah.
You've got death damage.
24.
You take the damage if it doesn't,
Okay, you'll take it.
You'll heal it at a rate of one per day.
What do you think, Tyler?
You need a 16.
It's the...
Clean through a ragged wound.
3 dex damage.
Well, I make it.
I take 3 dex damage.
You sprained your arm.
But I did
Are
hit once.
Thinking clean through, maybe?
I'll go clean through.
Alright.
It would 9. Be more damage on average.
Yeah.
What does dex damage
going with
do for me?
Clean through.
It does a con, d6 bleed, and normal damage.
My range.
Minus is to damage range.
Oh, okay.
Well, he bleeds 4, anyway.
Okay, so...
And minus 1 con, and then he takes...
If I have a...
Go, math person,
three.
Go!
I took 3 dex damage.
3?
What is my AC?
Your
my
AC...
My strength is, a,
right
is
now,
an 18
minus
curve.
Is
okay,
23.
And do you have a composite plus 4 long?
If go large, it'll be a 21.
Okay, then...
Okay.
6.
You just don't have a dex
six,
bonus.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
And 4, so... 10 total.
You should
what?
Subtract that from any future to hits with ranged
what?
Weapons.
I'm
well.
Still buffing myself.
Plus,
that's
this is 4 bleeds.
Oh, yeah. Okay, plus 4 bleed. Gotcha.
Do I get my second round of attacks here?
I'm talking about your reflex.
Oh.
Oh, we all have reflexes?
I got it.
We all get reflexes?
Yes.
That's that big of an explosion?
Yes.
It's a small boat.
He said that.
I'm sorry.
Does natural 20s help?
You'll succeed.
Okay.
21.
Oh yeah, you're at point blank.
Get one.
You're at point blank. Jessica succeeds. Succeed.
I take half.
Doomed. Succeed. Dodge all. Okay. So Alec, oh,
I will not call that doomed.
Doomed.
13. And for those of you who took half, 6. For those of you who took half and have fire resistance, 1.
I took 1 point of damage.
I ignored.
You have evasion now.
The second one.
I had evasion. Nice.
Did you pull the second one out?
No. The second one is triggered by the first one.
Oh, okay.
Now you guys go ahead and give me another reflex.
DC 16, you said?
DC 16. 20. It's 19. Not.
21.
Well, hello, kitty.
29.
14.
Okay, you'll take full.
Hey, it's Fat Cat.
Alright, so.
Basement Cat watches you.
Oh, that's nice and. Oh, painful. Damn.
It's one right off.
Yeah. Okay, so 19, so for those who took half.
We take 4!
9. For those who took half and are fire resistant, you take 4. You have evasion, and you're fire resistant.
Are these people human?
Oh, yeah. Actually, these minis aren't doing them justice. You have a human, half-orc, orc up here, or elf up here. Human, half-elf.
This is Benjamin Barney.
Yeah.
They're different races! Kill them!
Wait.
Would a 23 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
22 will not, though. No, 22 did hit.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
That's fine. I got 3 hits that were over 23.
All right. And I assume you're putting it into the guy who's been being shot.
Yeah, okay. I shot him 3 times.
Dude, he took 34 already. He's bleeding out, so.
No, I'm shooting one of the humans that's not being pegged. I assume that them with their composite bows can do enough damage to kill. I have a friggin' bow.
Yeah.
My human damage.
Hair everywhere.
So.
Are there any other humans on this boat, Andre?
You said there were 2 humans.
Yeah, the other one's on the other side of the ship.
You can't hit that one, then. You kill
one. The elf, then.
Okay.
How much did you do?
That was the orc.
10, 12,
no, this was the orc.
That's 10, the orc.
12, so you don't want to actually kill 6. One, Steven?
He could be doing some duel.
10, 12, plus 6, 18.
Okay, I'll take 18.
Somehow.
By the way, you can hear them calling out at this point.
Favorite
to enemy. What?
No, some duel.
What
language is it?
Do you speak Alidorfian? Blah blah!
I'm just curious. Because some of us do have languages outside of this country.
I know. I would have said it if it was like Ron Morian or anything like that. Or Median or Alamania.
Is it Sylvanian?
No.
Anubian.
How about Abyssal?
Totally! Oh, Satan!
I don't speak, but I just want to know.
Do we have one more shot at them?
No, that's basically it. When you guys. At this point, you'll have to start hooking your way over.
Okay, so
how far away are we from them? Like, distance between the boats?
20.
We don't have 20-foot movement, do we?
I don't know. Can you jump 20 feet?
If I have 20-foot head start, yeah.
Well, then I guess we'll have to start checking. But first, I'd like initiatives.
The DC is 30 to jump 20 feet from standing?
No, it's 20.
From standing, it's 40.
From standing, it's 40. It's nearly impossible to jump 20 feet while standing.
I do need a 21 to get it.
Going the
if
other way.
Steven, off,
Jessica,
20.
Alec, Amanda, Ryan, Tyler. Oh. Sajart! Sajart!
If I get a running start.
It's DC 20, right? Okay. Not a 1.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Crazy Baird?
I'm not getting over there, guys, so you're probably going to want to wait for haste.
How light are you?
I don't want to go over there.
Oh, you want to.
All right. Okay. Crewmen. Lieutenants.
You have to go.
Especially if you guys are not hooking the boat.
All right. Steven, what'd you get?
20.
Jessica?
Can you use your rope to hook the boat at least, Jessica?
Yes. 26.
Alec?
20.
Miranda?
15.
Brian?
16.
Tyler?
6.
Six.
Crewman.
We are gonna have to wait for Hades.
Why? Well, the enemy can surprise
them. React on
not a surprise,
five.
Bro. We're just
lieutenants. We'll activate on 11. And the badass motherfucking captain.
Well, I suppose you guys can actually jump over there. Hopefully I'll be within 30 feet of all of you when I get to
the
edge of the ship.
I'm going to take a round of shooting at him again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
All right, top of the round, Jessica.
My wound up actually climb to the top of the pillar thingy.
Crow's nest.
Yes. And I will command my rope to tie down, like, somewhere down here.
Okay. You'll attach to the side of the ship.
Yeah, so people can actually slide down it.
Okay.
And hopefully it won't be too noticeable. That's what I'm hoping.
Can we place ourselves on the map somewhere?
So I'm ahead of the ship, so the ship is 30 feet long, so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There, just as a quick marker, just goes up here on the map.
So it's 40 feet distance between the ship?
No, it's 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Oh, it's 30.
It's 20 feet away.
So it's 30 foot? 35 DC to jump?
You're right, I did say 20.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, people could actually make this jump instead of people
jumping
falling and
down
dying.
At an angle is a better...
Well, you guys are coming up from underneath it.
Yeah.
You guys were trying to go down when they started firing.
Well, yeah, that just means we're a little below then.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the width of the ship.
I get my 10-foot, my 20-foot running start. That's all I need.
Okay.
Same.
So Steven moves and then runs, or what?
No, that's where I wanted to be at the start. I'm going to shoot.
Okay.
At the elf, yeah. Ooh, critical.
Why are you at the front?
On a bow.
Why am I what?
Why not?
This is just, I was a marker.
Yeah, he was just marking us.
Oh.
Mile marker.
Gotcha.
If you will.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
You're
5, 10, 15, 20, right there.
I'm just going to lead.
Okay, so.
So it's double damage and
there's
basically.
5, 10, 15, wait, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 10, 30.
Okay,
there we go.
That's 11 points of damage and 5 bleed.
And.
Then a 16, 17 will not hit. I assume a 30 will hit.
Barely.
9.
I'm in the crow's nest.
We'll call you right there.
Yeah, I'm kind of, yeah.
And that way everyone else can.
Okay. Alec.
And I'll just hang out.
Hold.
You hold. Amanda.
I shoost.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ryan. Hold on.
First. Shoostings.
I shoost.
You're shooting this guy?
Yeah.
Shoot him. And then shoot another guy.
One hit.
Yeah. And one
hit.
Boom. Boom. 3 plus 4. 7.
7. 42 puts down a crew.
Oh, work,
it'd be funny, these might all be crew, actually.
Amanda.
The mission group's down below.
You said there was an orc.
The half orc?
Yeah. You could shoot the guy who's seriously injured. Take him down.
He has 9 tens. Well,
they fire she first. Has seeking.
You have seeking.
It's up to her. Or him.
Do you want to kill him?
Sure.
Fire away.
Sure.
I hit both okay. times.
He's down.
No, he's not. That's a lieutenant.
Oh. The elf's a lieutenant.
Yes, he's actually named lieutenant.
Ooh.
Well, it's good that you're pumping arrows into him.
Yes.
20.
20? He's up to 59. He'll take that.
Is that with both hits?
Yes.
Nice.
Good job, Minda. You're using that bow you got. It's fancy and, you know.
I know. I'm glad.
You guys hear a kabunk, kabunk. As the door opens and closes, as out walks El Capitan.
Is it crazy bird?
No.
It's an ogre.
It's an ogre.
Movement.
We'll let Tonic go there.
The hulking hurler?
Throw a javelin, probably.
Throw a javelin. At the person who's on the...
I have cover.
Yes, you do.
Let's see, he's shooting from above you, so
yes,
he's plus
he
one for the high ground.
Mm-hmm.
Plus his base attack of 11. It's 22, plus his dexterity of 2.
Oh,
25.
What's their
cover? How many bonuses are you giving me for cover?
Two.
No.
That misses by one.
Okay.
Yay for cover! Yay.
The javelin next to you isn't there anymore.
It's returning.
Returns next turn.
It's not there.
Okay. It's on its way back.
It's on its way back.
It's slowly fading from existence.
Amanda sharp.
He throws it and then it starts going.
Boomerang.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. You can't actually use a returning weapon. You have to have, if you have four, you have to have four returning weapons. So if you have four returning javelins, so next turn. Oh crap! Oh crap!
Make a reflex to catch him.
Actually, no, they return to your hand. And if your hand
make
is
make reflex to catch him. Otherwise, you lose the hand.
No, these are not returning axes.
He actually ducks down, so he is no longer. He now has total cover.
Oh, so I can't shoot him.
No.
You cannot see him.
It's okay. He can't do anything to us either.
Yep.
Well, unless he kind of pops up.
Yeah. Well.
Well, he can pop up for a full round, so
I haste.
Shoot him.
And Bard Song.
Oh, he
movement hates. Standard free action.
And I find some cover somewhere.
Okay.
Behind the mask is good.
My held action might go off. Can I jump and grab the edge of their bow?
Oh, you just
sure.
Hasted?
Yes.
What's the DC? Just 20?
Yeah, it's a DC 20. And then you'll need I'll say probably like a DC 20 climb as well. Because you will be pulling up literally with just your arms.
If he makes enough DC, can you just...
If you get 25, he actually...
Sure. If you get a 25, he'll be able to hop up onto the boat.
Okay.
If you get a 24, you will splat against the side in hilarity.
You'll want to grab on very quickly before you start going down in hilarity.
That's what the potions in my pockets are for.
Actually, the potions broke when you hit the side of the ship.
Your pants fly up in the air.
Well, like, Andre, it's been fun, but I think I'm done. With your
let's see. You're disemboweled by the ship.
Right.
They put spiky bits on. So this is a chaos ship.
No, it's an orc ship.
46.
Where do you want
you
to jump?
You can jump higher than 46 feet.
No, 36.
You
sorry.
Overshoot?
Where do you want to go? Oh, actually, there's you can't go 15, over your movement.
20.
His movement.
25. 30.
On to the elf!
45. 40?
No!
Where do you want to be, dude?
I think I'll be next to the captain for now.
Okay, you're sitting in the lifeboat. Okay.
I would go here because people might fail.
Yeah, yes. People need to get to there.
He'll take his free slam at you. It's a slam, not an unarmed strike.
Ogres get slams. That's silly.
Suddenly,
is he a zombie? He gets a slam attack.
He looks at you. It really is this big ass ogre. He's looking at you like.
He sees this dainty elf with a great axe jump like 30 feet through the air, landing in front of him.
I assume you'll take a standard action to activate your shield.
Yes.
Okay. You have one more standard action.
Yep.
Actually,
you were hasted for once.
He had to move 60 feet to get there.
Oh, yeah.
So
that...
he had a double move basically
to
get there.
That's true.
Ha!
So while you're in the air.
Ding.
It was an epic jump. It was pretty.
So what actually happens is...
I took a picture with my iPhone.
Ran and then jumped. And then if you would have run out of movement this turn with actions, without my haste, you would have finished your jump next turn.
See, that's how you got so far, is your shield came out and started acting like a helicopter.
All right. So Alec will now begin reacting on a 6 down.
You surfed on it a little bit.
Crew! Holy... You hear motion downstairs. Claustrophobic.
For them or for me?
Yes.
By the way, that probably was a pretty epic jump right there.
Yes, it was.
Ooh. It depends.
Tumble check, I assume?
You did a few flippy things in the air just for show.
I'm an elf. Of course I do flippy things when I jump.
No, see, she didn't know them. She just kind
of... He walks over to the side of the ship.
Yes, you were like...
And you can see he begins scribbling something on the side of the ship.
Can I tell what he's doing?
It looks like he's activating a magic item that is part of the ship.
Ah.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, I actually have 3 attacks on Alec.
I prepared explosive rooms today.
That's what
read
I
this! I dare you!
So if you can read this, you need to get laid.
That's funny.
That'd be really bad, actually.
You'll never get laid.
No, actually, it'd be fine for you guys. You guys are probably out of the range of the explosive room. But everyone on the ship is fucked.
Wow, no crits.
No crits. One hit, though, two misses.
Okay. Keen rapiers?
Although there was almost a crit.
Yes, there was almost.
It was
but
indeed almost a crit.
But you rolled a natural one on the check.
Confirm.
The confirmation.
What are they attacking me with?
Scimitar.
Okay.
26. See?
7.
With a 9.
You said you have a rapier?
Yes.
I know how to use it.
Awesome.
The only weapon that other than 19. My class simple weapons that can use.
Is that because of the god you follow?
114
of
course, 14 hit points.
Well, you still hear people rushing around upstairs.
No.
Top the round, Jessica.
Slide down.
No clerics get Marshall?
No.
Just simple. Okay.
Simple. Just simple. I'm like,
okay.
No. And in Pathfinder, they get their deity's favorite weapon.
Andre had to retcon that into 3.5.
Dude, I did that before.
It
Pathfinder
was
even scratching because
I
pies those pants.
What?
I did that when I started running 3.5.
Yeah,
because it was a good idea.
And the war domain just grants you focus, weapon focus.
Weapon
right?
focus.
I will cast prayers so people have bonuses to jump.
Plus one to hit and damage and saves.
So now we have
and
skill checks.
And plus
skills.
Skills.
It's basically plus one everything.
So we have plus
am I within range to get
now?
That?
No.
Yeah.
Just 40 foot burst.
I thought it was 15. And then plus two to damage.
Check it. Mm-hmm. Your spell.
Okay. Yes.
Well, if it's a 40 or higher.
15, 20, 25, 30, 35. If it's 40, it'll get it. Get her. Barely. If it's 30, it'll be short.
It's actually a 30-foot spread. So it does the weird square thing.
Close burst 5.
You mean
Andre, what would be
people
the
around
go
you?
Hmm? What would be the DC to go up and slide down that rope?
No, Andre, it's 4 people around you.
Slide up
it's
the rope?
40.
Okay.
It's 40.
40. You're just barely.
Close for 5?
Actually, no, I'm not.
You have to have a look.
It's straight up 40 feet. It's not a 40-foot radius. It's
no, it's 40-foot radius.
Oh.
On the.
Okay, it didn't say 40-foot radius in the.
It said
okay.
40, and then underneath it said 40.
Oh, okay.
Andre.
Okay.
As a reference, 5-foot burst. Would get, or not burst, 5 foot, like the haste ability,
mm-hmm.
would get 4 people max.
Nice. So the rope is not angled the way I want it to be?
Your guys are going under it, correct?
And then we're coming back up on.
And then the rope goes up and connects.
So basically, it's going to be a.
You will have to climb up it, because you guys
we're
are trying to go
small
under.
Until, we're too low until the dude piloting our ship brings it up.
Yeah, he'll have to try and pull it up. Because you guys were going down. And he's trying to pull it back up, but you
have
to understand.
Without hitting the boat?
Yeah, without hitting the boat. So you it's connected. You'll climb. It's a climb instead of a jump.
Okay.
But the thing is it doesn't go...
Yeah. But it should.
Yeah, it's a flying bloat.
A flying bloat?
Bloat.
Okay, Steven.
Well, I can just shoot it with my shotgun and be done.
I guess
I walked up to them with...
jump.
With the claw.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Did you fail?
I got a 15 on climb.
I said 20.
Does that mean I start falling?
Yeah.
I think I have a bend, but I can't seem to find it, so apparently I have no bendies left, so I start falling.
Well, what's the DC to climb my rope?
5.
Really?
Yeah,
it's just
not a rope.
It just takes forever.
It just takes a long time.
And since we're hasted, maybe we can get over there faster.
Well, how far is the rope stretched?
The only thing is, I think it's tied up from the crow's
nest. Can you spend another action to get a retry?
Yeah.
I'm grabbing.
Hey, 21. Thank you, haste! Oh, come on. It's not that hard. I'm wearing full plate. I'm wearing breastplate.
As two people start arguing.
I always do this. Oh, quick draw.
the guys are looking.
You'll be climbing across.
The guys are looking. These guys are insane.
Ha, I got it.
Okay.
Actually, that is a 30.
Okay, so where do you want to be?
That's about the only free space.
Yeah, that's about the only place I can be, unless I want to be in the same square as the ogre, which I do not.
Or over there. Or on that corpse over there.
Yeah, you'll get flanked
in. I could be on the corpse, I guess.
Do you want to be?
Those are your three options.
This one?
Yeah, I'll be on the corpse.
Because I don't think you can go
that
any
would be
further
much better.
Than that.
Okay, cannibalize! Cannibalize!
That was your double move.
I'm sorry, Alex. Oh, he's cool. In combat.
Seek attack!
Oh.
Alright. Amanda.
I'm in reach of the ogre.
Yeah, we all are.
Ryan's on.
Do you want to take one of your actions?
That was the whole point.
Then you can fly around.
Yeah.
Or you can shoot people.
I'm just wanting to know the grapple rules on throwing people.
You need to succeed a opposed grapple, and then you can move them up to 15 feet.
First so I can throw them off the ship.
Yeah, Andre's got the model down there, Ryan.
Can I throw people off the ship?
Yes.
What, you don't want him to, you don't want him to be
Orcus? The easiest thing to do is to grab them, and then
people get really bitchy about their minis.
You take a movement action.
Okay.
And you move 15 feet and then just drop them.
What's the space right here?
This is actually raised up above.
And so he's up above?
Yes.
That makes it better.
Standard action. Is it standard movement action?
Standard.
Flop, drop, fly, 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 fly.
So
fly.
Then double move up there.
Wherever that is.
What's your flight speed? 60?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It is 60.
Should have a standard action, but you can't grapple this turn.
Yes. But you can't hit him in the face.
Alright, I'll hit him in the face. With.
Mace to the face? 32.
No, sword, sword to the face. Actually, more accurately, to the back of the head, because.
It's large size now, so.
Yeah.
Do you have improved grapple, though, Amanda?
I have a plus 16 to grapple.
Do you have improved grapple as a feat?
No.
That means to start it, you have to reach a touch, and if he gets attack opportunity against you, if he hits you.
And does damage.
You don't get a grapple on. That's a waste of full round action.
Usually they can't win against me.
They
if they hit you and do damage,
they get a free attack on you from attack of opportunity, and if they hit you,
your grapple
fails.
Oh, I can't
grapple?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the grapple fails. That's fine.
By the way, isn't your sword large-sized? So you get 3d6?
Mm-hmm.
Roll an extra d6.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why do I have another
You're
one?
Large-sized. Your sword
your damage goes
two.
Up.
There's 10.
Now we're
19.
Right. Do math.
19? Okay, I'll take 19.
22. My bad. I just remembered plus 2 to damage.
Plus 2 from prayer. Plus 1 from prayer. Plus
that,
one
she
from
got
prayer.
That.
Yes. Yeah, that's the plus 2. I wrote it right beside it. I just didn't look at it.
Ow. Okay.
Holy shit, it's a dragon!
the entire other boat just comes over. Charging.
I need to get a disguise thing. Cause
normally they have
like, wait, there's a dragon there. It was you guys.
You can get a hat of disguise, like what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a hat of disguise just so I can actually function in normal society.
Yes.
It's true. It helps me out a lot, because otherwise I couldn't function in normal society.
Alright.
I'd have to have guards moving around with me like, you know, I was a black person back in the day.
Alright. He reaches through the grate with his standard action. And you can hear a little voice from below. And there! Comes out and he sticks a gnome in his pocket.
Oh?
That's probably their healer.
Attack the pocket! Attack the pocket!
Okay.
My combo.
Repeat, target is in the pocket. Attack his little man.
Attack the little man in the pants.
Okay, his little man in his pants. Got it.
Struck to the crotch.
You hit the other thing, but you still win.
Either way, you either hit the healer or it's a crit. So, whichever one I don't care.
I learned to fight from Madison and heavy.
Alright, he attempts to demoralize you. Basically, stares down.
Who does what? He's a samurai?
Hmm? No, it's an intimidate check.
Who's he trying to intimidate?
You.
Okay.
The dainty elf.
Your intimidate check is opposed by d20 plus character level plus wisdom modifier plus any saves on fear. Okay.
So.
Ooh, plus two.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
because it's prayer and.
So.
What's your wisdom modifier?
My wisdom modifier is a plus 2, so that'd be plus 13 plus 15.
Okay.
That's Is that what
you'll take want? A minus 2 on attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks and ability checks
for you. You can rage and get plus 2.
It's wisdom, not will.
Yeah. I thought raging is a bonus against fear.
Mm. Mind against fear.
Mm. Well, will it matter?
He got a 37.
So no, not.
But do you want to rage anyways?
Not really.
Okay.
Alright.
I'm having issues with killing people we don't know who they are, so I'm probably going to go subdual most of this fight anyway.
Alright, the lieutenants go.
Oh, so you have a thing against me throwing these people off the side of the
hood?
These guys aren't really involved in anything, and we're kind of,
He stood up?
Yep.
Oh, he's shooting at me?
Alec? You get an attack of
opportunity. No. This guy's in the crow's nest.
He's in the crow nest.
Oh,
he's up above.
Who's he shooting?
Oh.
The dragon.
The dragon that landed and nearly crushed the helm.
Oh.
No.
No. You do not.
All right.
No bonuses against fear while I'm raging.
That's kind of funny.
Here come the other...
Again, a plus 2 morale bonus to will save.
Two lieutenants.
What races are they?
One's an Asmir.
Do we know him?
The other.
Basically the opposite of a
type. He's a plain chug.
No? Okay. He's a good guy.
His race, he comes from a good race.
He doesn't necessarily mean he's good. Okay. It's kind of like, we're not...
And the second one is upcharging a paladin.
He's a bad guy.
They've really only got one target.
Wait.
He could hit Steven. One of he could.
Well.
Just say.
This suddenly makes my decision to do subdual a little bit better in my eyes. I really do need to get that,
I honestly don't think you should bother.
He'll crit on Steven.
Because he'll probably get you killed.
And he'll miss you.
So one's an Asmir and one's a what?
Paladin.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me the race.
Human.
No, Paladin.
Paladin's a race now.
No, they're not.
The whole thing is that we're investigating the smuggling thing.
They're bringing in something they may not necessarily know it's illegal. Especially considering the Paladin required alignment.
This quite possibly could just be a elaborate ruse to get us killed.
It could.
It could be this unhealthy thing.
Steven, what fingers do you have on your right hand?
All of them. I got them regenerated.
Okay.
You're about to lose them again. No, pencil.
You will take 12 points of damage. You take one... go ahead and give me a fortitude save.
Hold on, let me update my points.
I slept until 10. You'd think I wouldn't be tired, but...
32. Off comes your index finger.
What?
Oh, that's...
This was my traffic finger.
My race.
Stop!
Regenerated.
No, I have my left pinky finger regenerated.
My raid leader is missing his right index finger. He clicks with his middle finger.
One of my former bosses.
This one?
Yeah.
He was missing his index finger.
So now I have to. You! No! I don't have.
That was 11.
Like this.
I know. I do.
6, Tyler.
Common. I will get up, move over to the hole.
You too.
Well, first I'm going to... I don't think... The paladin full plate?
No, he is an elven chainmail.
Ooh.
Hey, that's what I'm wearing.
Sexy.
Same here. Ours is the brow make, so...
This guy?
Yeah.
He is an adamantium full plate.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll stand up and shoot at him.
Shoot or range touch? Gangsta style!
Ooh. It's range touch. I'm gonna Benny that. Okay. Here's the Benny.
Okay, cool.
26 touch.
Yeah.
I need this. Wait, is it fortification, adamantium, full plate?
No.
Okay.
80.
Huh. That's nice.
What?
I cast a spell, but I didn't cast a spell.
So you don't mark it as lost?
Yep, mm-hmm. The spell just came right back to me.
And that's the mark. Thank you.
Wait, I thought you bended the natural 1.
Yes.
I did, and it was a hit.
He got a natural 20, so he didn't spend the spell.
Oh, okay. Hey, you get to use it again then.
Yep. Well, not like I don't have the spell anyways. It's better for wizards.
Well, no, it's good for you too, because it means you've got an extra spell slot for healing. Or
I'm honestly not going to be healing. You know why?
Why?
I'm over here.
Number for that. Post-combat healing.
Yes.
What? It's just like the ice cream gun battle. You can heal from the edge of the thing.
Speaking of the ice cream airship battle, if you're metamorphosis, you cannot use the jetpack. As if you're a demonology warlock.
Oh, really? Well, the demonology warlocks don't need to go over there.
Well, what, 46 what happened per? Was I was reading the forum, some guy jumped over, metamorphosis, killed the mage on the ship, and then tried to jump back. He realized the jetpack didn't work, and as he was trying to click it off, Garrosh came over and one-shotted him.
Ha ha, stupid lines.
Oh, I'm sure it's having more than enough.
It's not Garrosh, it's Overlord Sarafang.
Whatever.
Gosh.
What? That sounds low.
I'm 26. Sorry, I've never been in Iceground.
It's all your fault. It's your fault for never being there.
Is that right?
How many rays do you
just do? It's
8d6.
It's only two rays? Yeah. Or is it three rays?
It's 3, 7, 11.
I need to run several ICC 5 mans to get
3, 7, 11. Those are the cast levels where you get an extra
bonus. Yeah, okay, so one more.
Max at 15.
Okay. All right, Alec. And now I'm hiding behind the scene.
Free action drop.
I need a shield.
By the way, it is, the ship has now moved.
The Citadel.
Not that shield.
5 feet. Healing shield?
20 feet.
So we're like well under now.
Or heroic pit of Saran.
Mine's better.
The tip of it is indeed underneath the ship.
Without rating.
Anyways, back to this game.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for him to finish talking. I guess I'll swing at the captain.
Okay.
Swing.
So I'm in a minus -2 because he intimidated.
Yeah, you're like,
minus -4 because you're trying to do some duel? Or are you just going to forego that?
Minus -4 from some duel.
So minus -6 total?
Yep.
Plus +2.
Mm-hmm. So minus -4 plus...
11. It's almost as though he's always doing.
Hmm?
Okay.
Possible crit.
That probably misses.
14.
No.
24.
No.
24 doesn't hit?
Lots of natural armor.
Wow.
Okay. How's it being an ogre?
Let's see if the...
Yeah.
Steven can attest to it.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get high AC as an ogre.
Well, I do not crit, but
it's
I can at least...
Touch it. AC.
Yeah, it's hard to get a touch AC worth a damn.
You looking for
my other D6?
Is okay. This D6?
Yes.
Just to let you know, as an ogre, not an OTR, not an ogre jelly.
17 points of subdual damage.
Plus 5. 17?
Yep.
Okay, he'll take it.
Do you realize you're doing subdual on him? Question.
Well, it didn't. He used a greatsword and he didn't cut him.
I hit him with the flat of the blade.
Either you suck with it, or you're not trying to kill him.
I don't know, that awesome jump, you couldn't suck.
Okay.
Yeah, I could.
No, it's no.
Bye.
Really big weapons.
The captain looks at you kind of funny. Raises a quizzical eyebrow. Reaches over you and swings at Steven.
Why does everybody hate on me?
Because I'm a little dainty female elf.
You are. Whack, whack, he's like...
Obviously, he's going with Tyler's first thing, and I just don't know how to
use it. He crits on you.
I'm sorry, Steven.
That happens.
You'll mess with the secondary swing.
Do I lose any more digits?
No, he's got a great club.
Okay, so here comes the brain damage.
Pimp slap!
You're demoralized!
What does it do?
One minute. Yeah, it's 2d8.
I think you've been pimp slapped before, haven't you?
Possibly.
You got pimp slapped.
What does the pimp slap do?
By Radivore.
Oh, that's right.
By Radivore, yeah.
I don't think that was a crit, though. I think that's just
what what he did.
25.
No, that's what I was saying.
And you are dazed for 3 rounds, meaning you can only take a single action.
What?
He kind of reaches over and goes, BAM!
Except for with haste, you have to still get a full round action.
You now have 2 actions.
You so lose an action.
No, you have 2 actions, is what it means, is you can't take a full round. So you can take 2 mace swings. Okay?
It sucks.
Well,
it has to be...
crit on you.
Yeah.
It does have to be a deprimand somehow.
Okay.
Takes away my haste action.
That's not really a deprimand.
Detriment.
Whatever.
The fact that we're outnumbered and I'm below half health. Yes, it is.
I'm below half health.
We haven't done any damage to the main.
I can tell the ogre's like, take the elf alive. I want her in my personal quarters.
As he realizes later what a poor decision that really is.
Suddenly, a glow appears from his pocket and his bruise heals.
I told you.
Pocket cleric.
It's a pocket cleric.
Hey, I did that with a troll. Said it was between his legs. It was a little man between his legs.
Alright.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Jessica.
Evidently, I'm filling my game with sexual jokes without knowing it.
It's cool.
Because Ted and Andre and Steven and Al keep making them.
Hey, you're the one who puts the situation
there. You're the one who put the little man between the giant... troll's legs. We just had to kill the little man between his legs, and that was a sure way to defeat him.
Sure way to defeat any man.
Alright, I will cast Bless.
Not many people want to live after they lose the little man between their legs. Okay.
So, Prayer gives plus one, Bless gives plus one?
To hit, so we'll have a plus four.
Plus two to hit from Jessica.
And then plus Bartong and Haste. No, Haste is mad to hit, does it?
Yeah, it does. Yes. So plus four to hit, plus two to damage.
Yep.
Hey, you're
and lots of stuff versus fear.
And you're canceling my issues with the Abul there.
Mm-hmm. So now you're only slightly freaked out by him.
Is that only when I'm attacking him?
I don't know.
No, it's
if
actually...
If I watched your intimidating,
anytime.
We'd probably be scared of both of you. That was a 30-something...
But it only lasts for five rounds.
Yeah. Essentially, I was intimidating him back.
What is a quarter of your movement?
What's a quarter of 50?
12.5 rounded down is 10.
Okay.
So for a double move, you can get 20 feet. You will be able to easily reach the edge of the ship because the crow's nest is above the ship.
Yes.
Although, you might want to move soon because the crow's nest won't be there much longer.
Yeah, when they run into the side of the ship.
Yeah. Which ship is this?
That would be a...
That's the bottom layer of their ship.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the bottom layer of theirs. Oh.
I didn't know how far you guys would get.
Sure.
15. So I'm on the side?
No, you're in.
What Andre means we did not...
You're in.
Yeah,
right there.
I was going to say, I'm on the
right
side,
there.
Not up
stop.
Here.
No, stop arguing. Stop yelling at me.
I know I'm in the ship.
Right there. You're attached to the side of the ship. Stop throwing things.
You need to be shaved again.
It's a pain. Steven.
So the paladin's in the full plate?
No, the paladin's in the elven chainmail, which you can see at this range is mithril.
The Asmir is in the
full plate. All attacks, human paladin. Does anybody have any bennies?
I do.
I have six of them.
Yes, I have
I haven't
one.
Spent a single one.
Thanks, I just got a natural one.
I want to see you with a natural one.
If it's horrible, I'll think Did you lose a hand?
No.
Okay.
No. It depends if anyone's going to let it stick.
I guess the cat doesn't want to be picked up.
She doesn't like being picked up. I saved my last bennies for me.
I don't have any.
Wait, what? Apparently the pimp slap confused you. We're confused next round. As the spell. You roll randomly to see what you do.
Oh.
You might sit there and gibber incoherently.
Yeah.
Did you just slap me? What the hell? Why?
32 who? Who are you swinging at?
The paladin.
Oh, at the paladin? Oh, yeah.
Are you
lethal
or subdual? I can choose however I want. So I'll just do subdual, why not?
What'd you roll in confusion?
He rolls next round.
Next round.
Oh, okay.
18 plus.
He'll take it.
Let's see. Bard song.
Two. It's plus two.
And prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So two, so. Yeah.
So 20. Whack! Benjamin? Steven sad. Ryan.
What time is it, by the way?
It is
11:42.
We are finishing after this.
Yeah, I have work tomorrow morning, so.
Okay.
So this is the Izmir. That's the paladin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These three are this crew of dudes.
These three are crew. This is the lieutenant way up here in the crow's nest.
Okay. Thank
you. Crunch.
What does the Izmir look like?
What does the Asmir look like?
Yeah. What is? Yeah, I know he's got plate. What is
adamantium full plate.
Yeah.
He's also got a tower shield and a longsword.
He's probably a cleric.
Yeah.
Fire.
He's a rogue.
That's
it's actually an illusion.
He's wearing glimmered leather. No, glimmered padded leather.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, attacking a paladin.
That's all?
Yeah. You're going to?
So I'm going to attack the cleric.
Okay.
Asmir?
Whatever he is.
Woo! I love natural ones.
I also crit on my bite.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pick one of those.
Oh! You can't pick magic.
Obviously.
Carve your initials with your teeth.
I carve! Oh.
He's like, ah!
What's going on? I think I'm going to do nicked an artery, though. Normal damage and 2d6 bleed.
Normal damage and 2d6 bleed? Okay. Well, what you... However, as you jump onto the ship, you realize you're surrounded by foes. Your attack hits an ally adjacent to you, which is Steven, as a critical threat. You must roll to confirm the critical.
Okay.
No.
I don't...
You're aiming for a 23.
21? Oh, no.
And then, did you include your plus 4?
I don't have plus 4, I have plus 3.
Oh, did you include your plus 3?
No.
You're 24.
Yes.
You hit.
Which is my normal AC, but I also have haste. So plus 1. So if it's 5, but does it count as a flank?
No.
You're flanking with Jessica.
Well, I can't see that.
Oh, sorry.
Damn. Yes.
He takes 5 bleed and... a whole
damage for Steven.
Yes.
He didn't crit.
Hit,
he did hit.
But he takes 5 bleed and 7 from my biteness.
And he needs to make a fortitude save.
Yes.
So 4 and 5.
Oh, that's right. Adamantium gives him DR.
And then...
Fortitude, you say?
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
16?
It's like 14.
I believe it's 14.
He's good.
You're getting to the point where your bite doesn't do anything anymore.
It actually hasn't ever done
anything. Yeah, it never really did anything.
It's damage.
Steven? You take... 8. I'm sorry, 9. 10.
You take 910.
I'm dead.
Yeah. You guys have a round to get to him?
5,000.
Five.
That was Ryan, 15 Amanda.
I
have other attacks.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry that I'm slow, but this is what happens when I crit and natural one.
You're slow.
I know I'm slow.
He also doesn't designate his dice.
I do designate my dice.
But then you forget right after.
I don't forget. It's always the same. Plus 4 is 11.
11? 31.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a boo-boo.
That's it.
Was it a crit with your dagger? Alright.
No,
that was your bite.
It was a crit with my bite.
I'm going to grapple the guy.
Alright. He'll take a free swipe.
Swipe.
He won't crit on you.
But he hits.
Mm-hmm. And then that stops your grapple.
You take 8.
And that was your full round action.
But you have a hasted action.
And I can't grapple again?
No. But you can't take a normal swing and just knock the poor pinch out.
I'm going to punch him.
He doesn't have any more attack opportunity.
Are you punching or hitting with your sword? I guess
you
I'll claw
have
him.
Claws.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's true.
Large size claws, isn't that D6?
23.
23 will hit him.
The claws are D3?
4.
Not medium size claws, D3.
I
don't know, check it.
Yeah.
You have a rules lawyer.
So it's a D6 when I'm large?
I don't have any books that have any kind of.
Because I have a D4 written
Ryan,
down.
What's your claw damage?
It's D4.
So you have a D6.
You actually have claws as a half dragon?
Yes.
They
get
claw on their mic.
Yep.
Oh, that's
true.
Alright.
12. Yeah, that fits. Slash.
Bonk.
Oh.
It's claws! We don't go bonk with claws!
I was thinking like bear claw. What?
Those are
bear claws?
Yeah!
Swipe.
But I probably didn't kill him. And I just probably knocked him out.
Amanda, you also have a bite.
She knows.
A D8.
She knows that.
Did I skip Alan?
A D8?
I'm a 6.
It's a D8 when you're
yes,
alive.
Yes, he's a 6 down. Yeah.
He goes after Tyler.
I know, Tyler already went.
You have a D6.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, you probably already did go. It's just...
D8
when
you're large. No, I
think you...
No, I did. I did skip Alec and Tyler.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this round you did.
I also skipped the captain and the cleric.
No,
Who goes right before Ryan?
Captain reached over and smacked Steven. The cleric healed the captain's bruise from the last time I attacked
and
him.
And both of those guys were after... Oh, that's where the bruise came from. The 17 was the bruise, and then you just scorching raid. Okay, no, I didn't skip you. It's just
yeah, I didn't
going
think
slow.
So.
Okay. All right. Captain... Yes, Captain, because that's crew. Yes. Okay, Captain, 15.
There.
No, that is the crew.
Yes, because the Captain goes after me.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, the Captain's gone twice since I've gone. Maybe you
that's
can
right.
skip me.
Okay, no, this is the crew. Okay, yes, the three pathetic swings that will be...
ignored.
Oh, they're swinging at you, but yeah, it'll be mostly ignored.
Crit?
What did he get?
29.
Okay, that does.
Because I rolled a 19.
Yeah.
By the way, I look like a human.
Just saying.
Okay. Swing through! Double damage and one free attack against an adjacent foe with the same bonus.
It's me.
Yep. No. No way in hell. Sixteen.
Congratulations, they've got me out of triple digits.
Ho 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 ho. Okay. Now it's 11, which is the lieutenant's.
Wait, how far down are you?
34 hit points.
Yeah.
He's got 133 when I'm not raging.
Oh.
Amanda? What's your AC?
23. Or actually 21. 21
oh, yeah, that's
deck
too, that's too easy. That's too
you
easy.
You add the ones from
hate.
22.
Sorry.
Come oh, on, magic man. Bow.
Uh-huh. Most of these guys actually have magic equipment. It's a loot chip. Okay. 7... 12... 14! As two little flaming arrows at you.
This ship is a loot pinata.
It is indeed a loot pinata.
It's like ice ground.
The four normal crewmen, or five normal crewmen who are on watch, all have +1 keen scimitars.
Nice.
It's a loot ship. This is a well decked out ship. Okay,
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and news shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new. but no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.